Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned to What's Up at the Owl's Nest. You're here with your host and pal, Matthew, and I'm far from alone. I have Brad Cox here, ticketing and marketing manager for cultural events here at Harford Community College. Brad, thank you so much for coming in.
Matt, thank you for having me. I do appreciate that. Can I just ask you a question real quick?
Oh, okay.
Your intro there actually triggered a question. The Owl's Nest, if I remember correctly, used to be the old dining hall, didn't it?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I would have to do some research and get back to you on it. But to be honest with you, I believe the original dining hall area was the Owl's Nest.
I think I'm dating myself.
Cool factoid there. Yeah, I believe you're absolutely right.
I believe it was in the basement of the library.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the situation was, why they moved it, but, you know, the basement of the library, that takes me to Ghostbusters, but we'll stay away from that.
There's so many things going on in the cultural events, Brad.
Yes, there is.
Talk to me. What's first up on the agenda here at HCC? What's seasonal? What's coming up?
Well, the big event that we're pushing right now is our Breakfast with Santa. Now, that's going to be there's a lot of Breakfast with Santas in town, but this is going to be a little bit different. This is going to be in the arena, so it's going to be a much larger scale than your average, like, Breakfast with Santa.
Cool.
So we're going to have bounce houses. We're going to have face painting, balloon artists. Obviously, there's going to be a large buffet, all the breakfast food you can possibly eat. And above and beyond that, you're going to be able to get pictures with the big guy himself.
It sounds like it. So a bounce house, huh?
A bounce house, yeah.
You had me.
That's for the adults, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean, that's a given. You had me at face painting, though, so hey.
Well, is there something that coming to mind that you would like to be painted as?
I've heard, based upon my visual appearance, I'm best looking as an elf during this time of year.
Oh, fantastic.
My ears are just a little pointy.
I've never noticed that about you, but I'll make a point to take a look.
So Breakfast with Santa, that's coming up. And when is that coming up again?
Yeah, that's going to be December 7th, and we're going to have basically six seatings starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. So you can either buy the 8 o'clock slot, the 9 o'clock slot, all the way to 1 o'clock. And then you'll have 2 hours after 1 o'clock. So the event actually runs 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Well, all of you youngins out there, if you want to meet the big guy, come to the arena here at HCC. He's going to be here pretty soon.
Yeah.
And where can they get tickets for it?
You can go to tickets.harford.edu. That's the best way to do it.
That's the easiest way to do it, man. Online. Yeah. There's some holiday shows coming up now that I think about it. Talk to me a little bit about those shows.
Yes, and instead of saying yes, there is this time, yes, there are. And we've got the Nutcracker coming up. Now, that's something we do every single year. That's a big event here at the college.
Oh, yeah.
And we have that over at the Amos Center, which is actually inside of the Harford Technical High School. And that's going to be on December 6th, 7th, and 8th. And on the 6th, it's at 7 p.m. And then on the 7th and 8th, it's going to be at 1 and 4 p.m.
Well, that's a timeless show right there.
It is.
Whenever we have it here at the Amos Center, it's a good show. It's always a good show there.
Yeah, it's one of those events where it's like, yeah, this is gonna be a packed house, you know.
Well, it's a culturing experience too. I mean, it really is a classic.
It is. It goes back, I don't know, it's over 15 years running at this point. It's probably closer to 30, but I don't know the exact numbers, but it is definitely a staple in Harford County.
Well, it's a staple here at Harford Community College, too. So come and see the Nutcracker. It is a timeless classic. What else, Brad, do we have in the cultural events lineup?
Yeah, so a little bit more for just, not necessarily just the adults, but more of an adult-oriented type show is the Celtic Angels. They're coming.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be great Celtic music. It's not necessarily geared towards kids, but, you know, kids could come, of course. And that's going to be also at the Amos Center on December 15th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's Sunday.
Is it a holiday themed or is it?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's basically Celtic Angels Christmas.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're into Celtic music, definitely check it out. And there's a third, right?
There's a third, and this one's adorable. I don't know if you remember the books from growing up, but we have A Very Hungry Caterpillar Christmas. So
I never read that one as a kid.
So if I were to show you the picture, would you recognize the caterpillar just from just possibly seeing him somewhere?
I've seen the signs for it, but talk to me a little bit about it. I don't think I have much of a frame of reference.
Well, it's Eric Carle's kind of work it brought to life. Now, Eric Carle did a lot of tissue paper animations. And
like a craft art, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah, it's kind of a craft art. And then he took those craft arts and made stories and books out of them. And A Very Hungry Caterpillar is one of those characters. So he's actually one of the more popular ones. There's a brown bear, and there's the little yellow ducks, and that kind of thing. And they're actually all going to be a part of the show in some capacity. So it looks like it's going to be really cute. This would be for some of the really younger kids. So it'll be good.
Well, it's no matter what the age range, we always aim to please, to culture and entertain people here at Hartford Community College.
Yeah, we try to have a little something for everybody. That's the goal.
Now, there was something that happened just recently. It was called the Kaleidoscope of Cultures. Now, that's really interesting. Just talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, Kaleidoscope of Cultures is something that we do every year. And the goal is to bring in different genres of music, so maybe stuff that isn't as common, more worldly type music.
Sure.
And they bring it in, and the performers will play 15, 20 minutes. And then there's like kind of a workshop afterwards where they'll discuss the performance, the origin of the music. And it's a really, really good way to introduce yourself to some new music. And, it always does really well here at the college.
And how often have we had that at the college?
I really don't know. I'm relatively new myself, but I've heard that this is something that we do every year.
Now, we have a musician coming in January, right? Speaking of music.
We do, and you may be familiar with this artist that I'm about to announce, but it's Chris Jansen. Now, he was recently on Ellen. He just released a new record, and he's out promoting that record, and he's going to be at the arena on January 11th. So you're not going to want to delay in getting tickets for this and kind of circling back. That would be at tickets.hartford.edu. And we do really well here at the college with the country artists, and this is no exception. He's gonna fill that house.
That's an appointment show right there. Make some time to log on and grab a ticket for that Chris Jansen performance. And he is country.
He is.
Yeah. He is. Okay. And he was just recently on Ellen. Well, I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't either. Somebody told me, but he's up promoting his new single as Good Vibes. And apparently it's doing very well. It was number one on the country music charts, and all the power to him. It's going to be a great event here at the college.
It sounds like in spades we've got entertainment right now and
yeah,
cultural events.
Literally no shortage of stuff to promote, that's for sure.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
Our ticket office is always, the tickets are just flying out of the machine, so.
They're flying.
They're literally just flying out, just shooting out, like, yeah.
They're spreading wings, and they are just.
Yeah, user beware.
Now there's, it's just such a great place, not just the arena, but the Amos Center. There's just so many different facets to it. Tell me, is the arena rentable to the public?
It actually is. And if you were interested in doing that, you can reach out to Stacy Rutherford. And she's the director of the cultural events department. Probably the best way to get in touch with her would just be to call the box office, and we'll put you in touch at 443-412-2211. Since you're listening, it's 443-412-2211.
Well, thank you for that. And if there's a venue that you have going on and you need some space, because that arena's got some space in it.
It does.
You too can rent the arena and have that for your party or your business event, and you'll have plenty of help from the arena staff. And Brad, I just want to thank you so very much for coming in and cluing us in to all of the amazing cultural events that is here and coming to Hartford Community College. Is there anything else that you know of that's coming up in the future that we can get people's hopes stoked for?
Well, I do, but I you know, I got to keep some of that under my hat. I'll come back and I'll give you an update on some of those things. Otherwise, I'd just be reading right out of this book to you. But we've covered a lot of ground. One of the things that I think we should circle back on is the owl's nest in the basement of the library.
There you go.
Something about the, I don't know, it's we were kind of dovetailing into Ghostbusters. I think that we should at least touch on that briefly.
Let's go there.
There are rumors about a Ghostbusters 3 with Bill Murray.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a kind of a fandom kind of thing that somebody's stoking the flames and we're all just watching like fake trailers, but apparently it's a thing, and I'm very excited about it. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about today, but...
Well, you know what? It's all relevant, you know?
It's entertainment.
Film is culture, you know?
Right.
Film is entertainment. Film is culture. But I had no idea that they were coming out with a Ghostbusters 3. This is the first that I'm hearing of it.
I wouldn't quote me on it. It could be completely not true at all.
You're right. It could be. There's so many fan-based trailers and things like that, and fairly well made these days, may I add. Whatever kind of teasers that they are doing in film class, a lot of them are paying attention, these students.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I've been waiting for Gremlins 3 forever. So we'll see if we get it.
I always kind of wanted them to remake The Goonies, so to speak.
Really? You want to see a classic like that remade?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. I'm just curious.
You know?
I mean, I kind of feel like in a sense that Stranger Things kind of did that.
Yeah.
Or scratch that itch a little bit.
But in a way, well, they that kind of veers towards like more of the horror, genre. You know, the kids, you know, growing up, battling monsters, turning into teenagers. It is that kind of a, you know, that goose egg, so to speak. But yeah, I think it would be cool to see. That's just me. And speaking of teasers, he's got more information in him, I know. But Brad, I'm going to have you back in here again and again and again here for the Owl's Nest.
So if you take anything from this, remember Breakfast with Santa, December 7th at the Arena. Time slots are 8 to 3 p.m. It's going to be a really big show. Most people in the community know about the Nutcracker. I don't have to push that because they know. And then, of course, that Very Hungry Caterpillar, which is going to be a really big show on December 14th.
Hey, man. Brad Cox, ticketing and marketing manager for cultural events here at Harford Community College. Brad, my friend, thank you so much for coming on.
Appreciate you having me.
I'm going to have you on again. You've been with Matt and Brad Cox on The Owl's Nest. WHFC, and you're on The Owl's Nest. I'm your host, Matt Terry, and we have a great Owl's Nest for you this morning. We have from the Advising Career and Transfer Services Office, we have George Bedelis and Roger Hoover with us. Guys, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Now, at the Advising Career and Transfer Services Office, you gentlemen help our students transfer seamlessly from one academic organization to the next. And you do it with so much ease, it takes the strain off of transferring. Now, there is a really good program called the One Step Away program, and that's what you guys are here to talk about today. Lay it on me. Talk to me. What is this program, the One Step?
So the One Step Away program, and we'll probably say OSA for short a couple times throughout this interview, is from the Maryland Higher Education Commission, MHEC, and basically the state has awarded money to different institutions to try to get people back into college that for some reason or another just stopped out, and we're trying to get them to complete. The goal is to identify the students, re-engage them, re-enroll them if necessary, if they need more classes to graduate, and ultimately graduate them.
That's the main goal, right?
100%.
To get students graduated and to get that piece of paper, you know, not just to give them that sense of completion, but to help them get those jobs out there in the real world, because it's a lot harder to get those jobs unless you have a degree.
Correct.
Now, So the grant-funded program, MHEC, it's from the Maryland Higher Education Commission, and its goals, you said, are to identify, re-engage, and re-enroll and graduate near-completer-type students. Are there any specifics to Harford Community College with this program?
Well, so there are a couple of specifics. First of all, these students have to have at least 45 credits or more to be eligible for the program. So that's how we identify that population of students that we do our outreach to. Also, we've had this grant now. This is the fifth year that Harford has received the grant from MHEC, and it's been very successful. We've had over 200 graduates up to this point through the One Step Away program. And, you know, we've exceeded our goals every year that we've put forth to the state to say this is what we're going to try to achieve as far as graduates and students that we've been able to re-enroll.
Now, is there any specific length of time that a student, let's say if a student dropped out of college and the whole idea is to get them re-enrolled if they have dropped out, is there a particular length of time that they have to re-enroll before they lose those credits or before they would be disqualified from the One Step Away program?
So in order to be eligible for the One Step Away program, they have to be out of college for at least a year. So okay. We don't contact anybody that's just recently stopped. It's got to be at least a year. And they have to be in good standing, obviously, as well when they stopped out. Now,
sure.
You also asked a question about do their credits expire? Never. Our credits do not expire here.
Okay.
In the bit. So
good.
Everything they've taken from way in the past, even before we had this current banner system we have now where we can track everybody on a transcript, we used to have the old paper pencil transcripts. You can still actually use those credits. We have every credit for everybody's ever taken here. So, yes, everything's still good.
So they never expire. And if for whatever reason, because there's a lot of different reasons why people disenroll in college. What are some of the reasons that you found in your time that people will drop from college?
I think life interferes a lot of times.
Sure.
In people's busy schedules, it's hard to commit the time to college. Maybe they've started a family, they're, you know, working a lot of hours, not able to continue, and, you know, they stop out for a period of time, and then it just makes it harder to come back, and years might pass, and, you know, that's one of the big reasons is just too many, you know, life events that happen to, you know, keep these students away from the college environment.
Now, HCC, of course, has programs to help people, right? And we want to try to tailor, you know, things as much as possible to our students. And we'll always try to work with them depending upon what kind of, you know, like you said, life events. Because life, it gets in the way.
Sure.
But, you know, we'll try to work something out with our students. We'll try to help them, you know, to accommodate their needs, to get them back enrolled into college, which is the name of the game, you know, to get people educated and to get them those degrees. There's a concierge advising approach with the One Step Away program. Talk to me about the concierge advising approach.
So this approach is a little bit unique. And what we've done here is from the day we contact them to come back all the way through completion, they're going to work with one certain person. And it's three concierge advisors, actually myself, and Roger Hoover, and then there's a third concierge advisor named Janet Mathias. We do the outreach, we contact them, we get them applied to the school so they don't have to go through admissions, we handle the applications, we get them signed up for classes, we help them with any appeals that they need, we take every step of the way, and for lack of a better term, we kind of handhold them all the way through just to help them to make sure that they know, hey, you have somebody in your corner that's really fighting to get you through this process.
And I don't know if we touched on this, but where are you located at on the campus? Where can people find you all?
So we are in the Student Center on campus, is where our office is located. So right inside the front entrance on the right-hand side of the Student Center is where the Advising Career and Transfer Services office is found.
Is there an email or a telephone number that they can use to get in contact with you gentlemen?
The best phone number would probably be the advising front desk, and that's going to be 443-412-2301. And just hit zero, and you'll have a live person, and that person just say, I'm calling about the One Step Away program, and they'll know to contact either Roger or myself, and we'll get them started.
and then you'll take them through the process. Like you said, you guys will basically hold their hand the whole way through, you know, so that way it's not daunting, you know, and no way should a student feel in any way, shape, or form awkward about returning to school. You guys will be there to help them do it. There's a financial incentive.
Yes. And let me back up one second. When we said we outreach to them, we outreach in many different ways to them.
Okay.
We send them a letter telling them that they're eligible for the program. We'll send them some postcards throughout the year just to, you know, kind of get to them and everything. We actually call each one of these students that have been identified through the state. You know, and before that, we even send the addresses and all the names to the MVA because people have stopped out for a certain amount of years to make sure we have the proper address for everybody. We're also going to be texting them. So any way we can reach them, we just want to make sure we make contact with every single student that we've identified and we've given to the state to say, these are the students that are eligible for this program. Once we have reached them and we started talking to them, what the state has given us is enough grant money to where so far we've been able to offer everybody in their first class back, we'll pay for the first class, tuition and fees.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The first class back is on us. Now, that's while funds are available. So if we run out of funds, that plan no longer exists. We'll still want them to come back, obviously, but
sure.
In the four previous years we've done this, we have not run out of funds until the very, 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 very end. The goal is this year to run out a little sooner.
Well, you know, that just means we're going to be putting more people into college, you know, and that's a great thing.
Back into college.
Back into college, exactly. And what better thing? The One Step Away program. Oh, my goodness. This is an excellent program that you guys have.
Yeah, one other thing I want to mention, Matthew, is that we do have a real team approach with One Step Away. So it's not just George and myself and the folks working in the Advising Career and Transfer Services office. It's also other student service personnel that help us with this. So folks in the Registration and Records Office, the Financial Aid Office with the scholarships that are awarded. Folks that are in marketing to help us with the postcards and the mailings to make sure we're doing the right outreach. So there's a lot of different people that are involved in this project to help, you know, bring these students back to re-enroll.
And analytics and planning, because they give us a lot of the data we need to figure out who to contact, and when we're sending our letters, they get everything ready for us. So we make sure we had to mention them because they've been huge for us.
Helped us a lot.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like this is a coordinated team effort, and if you think about it, it really has to be, because we're talking about finding people and then getting them re-enrolled back into college. And we're really doing this. This is a public service to the public. I mean, we are not just promoting education. I mean, we are an education facility, but we're trying to get help for these people so that they can get that piece of paper, so they can have that achievement, and so they can go on to do even bigger and better things in life. So it takes a village, you know, to raise a child, as it were, or it takes a village to to educate the community. And it sounds like wonderful things that you all are doing at the Advising Career and Transfer Services Office, and for that matter, the entire Student Center. And gentlemen, just enlighten me and summarize one last time, in a nutshell, all the benefits to students and the college.
Well, we're increasing enrollment.
Sure.
Which is always a good thing for any college, that is. But I want to take it a little bit farther, too. And I've been an academic advisor for almost 20 years now at the college. And I've told this to my colleagues before. It's probably been the most rewarding advising that I've done is within this One Step Away program. And the reason being is you would think you're calling people and they're going to actually be like, oh, I don't want to talk to you. It's like, you know, cold call, whatever.
Sure.
But I've had the opposite reaction more often than not to where they're like, oh, thanks for calling me. I really wanted to get and finish this. I'm only a class or two away. And thanks for reaching out to me just to give me that little nudge. It's been amazing. I mean, the one time I contacted somebody who was overseas in the Middle East, actually, I didn't get a hold of him. I got a hold of his parents. And next thing, I'm getting a call like 2 days later, he's signing up for his last history class in order to graduate. And he was just so thankful that we did that for him. I was like, well, it's just a simple phone call. So, like I said, it's been one of the most rewarding parts of my advising in my almost 20 years here. And the benefits, like you said, the benefits to the college is we're getting people back. We're getting them completed. It's benefiting the college, the community. We're having more degrees out there. So,
and I think it helps these students realize that, you know, they're still part of the HCC community, even though they haven't attended for a year or more, that, you know, we're still here. We're still here as a resource for them. And like George said, I mean, I've been an advisor for more than 10 years myself. And, you know, some of the students that I've been able to work with to help them come back, re-enroll, graduate, it's been so rewarding. And so it's probably my favorite part of my job here at the college is to work on the One Step Away project.
And it's always great when we get to see our students not just come back, but finish, complete their degree, and then go on to do all those amazing things that we know they're going to do out there in the community. Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. Thank you. From the Advising Career and Transfer Services Office, I have George Bedelis and Roger Hoover. If for whatever reason, if life has gotten in the way and you've disenrolled in college, give them a call. Gentlemen, what's that number again? You said to reach the main advising desk at
443-412-2301.
And they'll transfer you to George or to Roger, and they will help you get re-enrolled. And gentlemen, I want to thank you again for coming in. I'd like to have you on in the future.
Thank you so much.
We enjoyed it.
All right. You've been on the Owl's Nest with George Bedelis and Roger Hoover from the Advising Career and Transfer Services Office. I'd like to thank all of my guests on the Owl's Nest this week. Brad Cox, Ticketing and Marketing Manager for Cultural Events. Brad, thanks for cluing us in to all of the cool shows that are coming soon to Harford Community College and the Advising Career and Transfer Services. George Bedelis and Roger Hoover for talking to us about the One Step program. I'm Matt Terry, and until next time, stay curious.